The Egyptian military backed government has denied a military presence in Libya.
Egypt is not implicated in any military action or has any military presence in Libya. We respect the Libyan popular opinion, which is represented by the House of Representatives, and what they take from decisions. We support the Libyan legitimacy and the Libyan armed forces.
U.S. officials have said that Egypt and the UAE secretly carried out airstrikes against militants in Libya. Despite Cairo's denial, there are speculations that Egypt is preparing for an operation against militants whom it accuses of having ties with the Muslim Brotherhood. Egypt's President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi has previously denied presence of Egyptian troops inside Libya, but he made it clear that this is only for the moment. Some people believe that Egypt must fight what they call terrorism.
Some countries want to destroy Egypt and are trying to export terrorism to Egypt by supporting militant factions. We need to fight terrorism first and foremost.
The Egyptian government has labeled Muslim Brotherhood as a terrorist organization. Brotherhood is a movement from which ousted Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi hails. The Muslim Brotherhood has warned of what it describes as a new catastrophe in case of Egypt's military involvement in Libya. The movement has also rejected threats against Egypt's neighbor. Latest developments come as Cairo on Monday hosted a meeting of foreign ministers of Libya, Egypt, Tunisia, Algeria, Sudan, Chad, and Niger. The meeting called for a cessation of hostilities in Libya and the disarmament of all warring militant factions. Participants made it clear that a political solution is the only way forward and that they are against any foreign military intervention in Libya. Few observers here expect the diplomatic efforts to bear fruit. More observers say the chaos spreading across the region is part of an American plan aimed at turning the Arab Spring into a dark autumn. Mohammed Chalabi, Press TV, Cairo.